This is Jay Sekulow. More facts come out on the Libya situation. And is this a White House cover-up?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Spring of 2012, there was an uptick in terror attacks in Libya. Is that right?
That's true. I think the nature of things started to change. When I first got on the ground, it was a lot of lawlessness going back and forth. As things progressed, the commotion settled down a little bit, but the targeted attacks seemed to pick up, and they seemed to be targeting more toward Western.
What do you think al-Qaeda looks like today, especially in North Africa?
It's much stronger. It's spreading out.
So there's no question in your mind that al-Qaeda is stronger in North Africa today than it was 4 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. We've got all kinds of new franchise operations. The problem is they're avoiding reality, and bad things happen when you avoid reality, and unfortunately, we've just seen that.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
Right.
And we're going to fix it. Right. All of it.
I think that what was motivating the State Department was that if we had security that would have truly been appropriate, it would have been an admission that conditions on the ground in Libya were not safe. And that would have violated the worldview that this had been an administration success.
Wasn't this a massive intelligence failure, Vice President Biden?
What it was a tragedy, Martha. We will get to the bottom of it because whatever mistakes are made will not be made again.
Congressman Ryan.
What we are watching on our TV screens is the unraveling of the Obama foreign policy.
The suggestion that anybody in my team, whether the Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, anybody on my team, would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own, Governor, is offensive.
If four Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
Right.
And we're going to fix it.
Not optimal indeed, and the issue of Libya and Benghazi, what this means for the Middle East and what this means for the election front and center. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. David French, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, is in our offices here in our media center. Than Bennett, Director of our Governmental Affairs, in our studios in Washington, D.C. We have been going through a series of letters that have been drafted, including a letter from Congressman Daryl Issa, the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And it's a long letter. It's 10 pages, and most people are not reading it. Obviously, they're seeing excerpts. But there's one aspect of it that I think you need to understand what the nature of this attack is in Libya and how Christianity was also under attack at this very same time. According to a June 25th, 2012 cable from Ambassador Stevens, it was entitled Libya's Fragile Security Deteriorates as Tribal Rivalries, Power Plays, and Extremism Intensifies. That's what he said. Then said an Islamic extremist group claimed responsibility for attacks on our buildings and the June 6th bombing. Remember, that was that previous attack. Statements issued by imprisoned Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman's brigade. Now, Omar Abdul Rahman, the Sheikh, the blind Sheikh, was prosecuted, by the way, by our good friend who was on the broadcast last week that has written extensively about this. And Andrew McCarthy's done a great job on this, and we encourage you again to use the book. He had prosecuted Rahman. He said the brigade accuses our compound of proselytizing Christianity to Libyans and described the attack against the United States as, quote, targeting the Christians supervising the management of the consulate. Now, have you heard that anywhere else? That the basis upon which the attack was made was not a film or video on YouTube, but was this rumor that was going on that Christianity was being, quote, proselytized. The ambassador further states the government of Libya's national security officials share their private opinion that attacks were from extremists who are opposed to Western influence in Libya. But you've got the direct tie-in now of Christianity. And that's part of the attack plan. And what does the Obama administration say? Oh, it's about a lousy YouTube video, and that's what's caused all this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And here's the question we're asking you. How big of an issue does Libya play into this whole situation for you in the election? And what is going on here? And to further really get into this issue, we are asking right now that the President of the United States come clean with the American people. We've got a petition for the truth about the Libyan attack. We want to know what the President knew, what he did about it, and what was going on in Libya, and why is it now we're finding out that it was because of Christianity that's part of the problem here. If you want to sign that petition, you could do so at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. They're now blaming Christians. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
A U.S. ambassador was assassinated and three other Americans murdered. Now, more than a month after this horrendous terrorist attack, President Obama still refuses to face the facts, to come clean with the American people, to tell the truth about what really happened in Benghazi, Libya. Congress is now actively investigating this brutal attack, working to get the facts, to cut through the political maneuvering, to tell the American people exactly what happened and why. Unfortunately, it's becoming a common theme with the Obama administration. We still don't know what really happened with the botched gun running program Fast and Furious that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now, another crisis. Lots of questions, no straight answers. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. It's time for President Obama to quit waffling on this issue. It's time the facts come out and the American people get the truth about what happened in Libya. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Well, the conflict in Libya and what happened there certainly front and center as President Obama and Governor Romney debate tonight for the final debate. It's on Foreign Affairs. Lindsey Graham, who we hope to have on the broadcast for tomorrow, wrote a letter to the president. It says, on June 6, 2012, assailants placed an IED on the northern gate of the United States consulate in Benghazi. The IED detonated and ripped a hole in the security perimeter that was described by one individual as big enough for 40 men to go through. This attack was preceded by an earlier IED attack against the consulate in April of 2012. Mr. President, were you informed of these attacks on our Libyan consulate? If not, why not? Did you consider these serious events? If you were informed, what action was taken to protect the consulate? Thank you again for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, Lindsey Graham, United States Senator. I think Senator Graham is right on here. And we are now, are we confirming that this cable, do we have a confirmation on this? The cable that came from our embassy, dated June 25th, 2012, points out that the violence was taking place, at least in part, by these radical groups, not because of some film floating on YouTube, but rather because accusations of proselytizing Christianity to Libyans, and described the attack against the United States as targeting the Christians supervising the management of the consulate. Folks, none of this is getting out in the public arena, and we have got to do that. So we are demanding, we are petitioning for the truth about the Libyan attack to be made, and we want to know what's been done, what was done in the media before this attack, when they were on notice that the attack was going to take place and that there was already security problems, and we want to know why isn't the president saying Christianity was under attack here as well, that that was part of the justification for what these radical Islamist extremists did. But we're not hearing that from the White House. So we are petitioning the White House today and this week to demand the truth. Folks, I need you to sign a petition that we're sending to the President of the United States. With continually changing stories and inaccurate accounts, the American people have been misled. Terror attacks on American soil, our embassy. We need the truth. Those have taken place, and we need the truth and accountability. If you want to sign that petition and take a stand here for what's right, and to get to the bottom line of this, you go to aclj.org right now, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Folks, we need to really get to the truth of this. This election's in 2 weeks, and the American people deserve the truth. And if Christianity played a role in this, in other words, these people were so anti-Christian that they did that. Of course, the president, you know, keeps talking about Islam as being, you know, peaceful, and this was offensive to Islam. You know what? As a Christian, pretty offensive to me that David French, that our ambassador, I'm not offended by what he said. I think he was right. If he's saying they're targeting us because of the Christian influence of the embassy, that tells you something right there.
Oh, absolutely. And what this entire incident tells us is that Libya isn't, there isn't just a problem of a quote-unquote few extremists in Libya. What we're dealing with is a nation spiraling out of control, and the Obama administration is losing its only foreign policy victory in the Middle East in recent years. We've lost country after country out of our influence, and now we're losing Libya, a country where we actually militarily intervened. It's an unfolding foreign policy disaster right in front of our eyes, the unraveling of a foreign policy right in front of our eyes, all happening against the backdrop of a presidential election.
Well, I'm actually looking at these cables going back and forth, and Than, I'm going to read it again in a moment, but this is unbelievable news, and we've got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, there are actually a whole series of these cables, and they are really chilling. I mean, you talked about the one that blames them on Christians. Clearly shows that the people behind these attacks were terrorists. They were terrorists. They were Islamic extremists. And, Jay, they also show that there was coordination involved. The ambassador knew it. He told the State Department over a span of 2 or 3 months leading up to these attacks that there was coordination. And, Jay, maybe the worst thing of all of this through me is we got these documents from Congress. Congress had to get them from the administration and then release them to us. The administration, the President of the United States, continues to stonewall, continues to withhold this information from us. We should be getting this information from the President, not the Congress, but that has not been the case.
Folks, I'm reading you from this is chilling, from these cables, and it says right here, that says an Islamic extremist group, the imprisoned Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman Brigade, claim responsibility for the attacks. This is coming from our ambassador on both the buildings in the U.S. compound. The statements issued by the group accuses the compound of proselytizing Christianity to Libyans and describe the attack against the United States as, quote, targeting the Christians supervising the management of the consulate. Does the president say that when he's talking about these, you know, blaming some video for this? No, you don't hear a word about this. We need to demand the truth. Folks, we are 2 weeks out from a general election for president of the United States, and we've got an unbelievable statement here, and I think we have to get a direct response from the White House. We should demand the president come clean on this, tell us the truth, what happened, what they knew, what they did about this, and why is it that if the ambassador was saying that they're saying it was because of Christians at the embassy, if that's justification for an attack and we've done nothing in response, figure that one out. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on that petition right now, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Again, or ACLJ.org. Let's go to the phones. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We want to know what this issue means to you. What about the fact that we're just getting this information now? Is there a cover-up going on, and does that affect the general election? Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Than, who do we have?
A lot of folks want to talk about this, Jay. Let's start with Sandy calling from California on line 3. Sandy, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for what you do. I'm really angry because that movie was just a stupid cover-up. First of all, the Colonel Wood, who was a security leader, was taken out of that area, and then the ambassador asked him for more security, and he said no. Also, the cameras in the White House showed that action in real time, so they knew exactly what was going on. So that's a big lie, and I am really angry how he does not take responsibility.
Well, let me play for you what this was what Lieutenant Colonel Wood said when he was asked that direct question about additional security, number 10.
We weren't requesting additional security. We were requesting to keep the security that we had, and that was being taken away.
Do you understand that? They could not even keep the security in place that they had. That was being taken away, David.
Well, let's not forget what happened here. As every other country, as country after country, was bailing out of Benghazi, leaving Benghazi because it was too dangerous there, there was too much of a jihadist influence, the only thing that was leaving Benghazi from the American side was our security.
That's unbelievable. How are they getting away with this? I mean, first of all, you got a debate tonight, so I'm sure this is coming up. But how are they getting away with this on Capitol Hill? I mean, I know Congressman Issa and the committee is very aggressive here, and we need to help them to keep the attention on this for the next couple of weeks for sure.
Well, I don't think they're getting away with it from the standpoint of members of Congress, Jay. I mean, you read the letter from Senator Graham. Senator Graham's asking very tough questions. But, Jay, the bottom line is we live in a democratic republic, so the only way you can truly hold the president responsible is if the American people take notice. The Congress is taking notice, I believe. There's these investigations underway. But at the debate tonight, if the president doesn't come clean, Jay, it's going to be the responsibility of the American people to actually hold him responsible.
Well, you know, the question keeps going on. There was a series of dialogue between Senator Dick Durbin and Chris Wallace today with yesterday, on Chris Wallace's program on Fox News Sunday. Let me play for you number three.
With all of these warnings, I mean, we had repeated memos from the ambassador, repeated requests from the security team on the ground. Why didn't the administration do more to protect these people in Benghazi?
You know, that question is going to be answered, Chris, when we gather the information together. But let me also remind you...
A skeptic would say, yeah, and guess when the investigation is going to end? Sometime after election day.
Well, and shouldn't this investigation be done in a thorough, professional, and complete way?
Hey, here's the answer, folks. The American people deserve an answer before the election of the next president of the United States, pure and simple. We have the right to know what happened with a security failure that was not only a failure, but resulted in four Americans, including our ambassador, being assassinated. Now, I don't know about you, but this is outrageous, and we have got to get to the bottom line of this, and we've got to get to that bottom line now, because there is a general election for president in the next 2 weeks. I mean, we're about 2 weeks and a day away, and we have the right to know what happened here, and the more we find out, this is kind of drip, drip, drip by a thousand cuts here, we need to know the truth of what took place, and right now, the fact of the matter is, we don't, and we need to get the answer. Now, we are demanding that the president, they've got this information, folks, they saw it in, David, there's reports out that they actually saw this in real time.
Well, yes, that there were drones flying overhead, at least during a portion of the attack, so they're actually watching this all unfold. And there's a real question here. You're watching this unfold. We have carriers in the Mediterranean. Why was there not at least an overflight by F-18s? Why was there not at least some effort? This was a seven-hour firefight, and we just watched it happen. There's so many questions here to ask, so many that demand answers.
But I think Dick Durbin said it exactly how they're thinking, and that is they want to get this past the election, and I think the American people deserve an answer right now. Do you think you deserve an answer right now to what happened in Libya, what the failure has been? You have that right, in my view, but to get the answer, we've got to petition our government for the redress of a grievance, and we've got one right now. That petition is up at ACLJ.org, demanding the president come clean. Tell the truth on this today, tomorrow, this week. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Look, we've got an ambassador that was assassinated, three other Americans. They watched it in real time, and we don't have the answers. You go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition, or you call right now. Folks, I need everybody that's listening to go to the phones. We're going to demand an answer to this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign this petition at ACLJ.org, demanding a truth to what happened in Benghazi. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Call now.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. A U.S. ambassador was assassinated and three other Americans murdered. Now, more than a month after this horrendous terrorist attack, President Obama still refuses to face the facts, to come clean with the American people, to tell the truth about what really happened in Benghazi, Libya. Congress is now actively investigating this brutal attack, working to get the facts, to cut through the political maneuvering, to tell the American people exactly what happened and why. Unfortunately, it's becoming a common theme with the Obama administration. We still don't know what really happened with the botched gun-running program Fast and Furious that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now, another crisis. Lots of questions, no straight answers. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. It's time for President Obama to quit waffling on this issue. It's time the facts come out and the American people get the truth about what happened in Libya. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
All right, so we're going to try to get an interview with our good friend Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, but he was on a lot of the talk shows this weekend. He made a great statement. Take a listen to bite number two.
The reason they do not want to admit it was a al-Qaeda-inspired militia attack that could be seen coming for months, it undercuts the narrative that by killing bin Laden, al-Qaeda's dismantled on the run, and the wars are receding. This is Exhibit A of a failed foreign policy.
Well, there you have it. And David, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, that's a really, really important point, because the Obama administration's strategy seems to be built on the idea that if you kill enough jihadist celebrities, you're going to end jihad. If you kill enough of the high-profile leaders, you're going to end jihad. And that completely misunderstands the threat that we face, as illustrated in Libya. In Libya, you see spontaneous creation of al-Qaeda-affiliated militias that are beginning to take over chunks of that country, and it shows how bankrupt their strategy is. It's not just kill one or two people and win the war.
Well, the thing that we've got to find out right here, and I think this is the really significant issue, we're looking at the cables that actually have been sent. And that cable of June 25th, where Ambassador Stevens states that the government of Libya's national security officials shared their concern about the extremists that were going on, and said that a lot of the groups like the imprisoned Sheikh Omar Rahman Brigade accuses the compound of proselytizing Christianity to Libyans, and described the attack against the United States as, quote, targeting the Christians supervising the management of the consulate. I mean, they're coming up with, of course, any excuse they can. Meanwhile, the President of the United States is blaming this on some YouTube video. Ask yourself this question, folks. Why is this? Why can they not? We know that they viewed it in real time. A portion of this, a significant portion of this attack, was viewed in real time. Why are they not coming clean? What is it that they will not come clean on this? And we're demanding an answer. Again, if you want to sign on to this petition, folks, we're demanding an answer. And they don't want to give it before the election, trust me. So we want that answer now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Bill calling from Wyoming on line four. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sure.
I'd just like to make a quick comment.
Okay.
Something similar to this happened about 32 years ago with another Democratic president, which I think is interesting. But my question to you is the fact that—
Are you talking about the Carter-Iran situation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The thing, my question is I think it's really interesting that the timing of this video came out practically hand-in-hand with the attack on the consulate.
Well, here's what's interesting. The video actually was out 5 months before, and nobody saw it until the United States government made such a big deal about it. That's part of the problem here. And, Than, where is this? I mean, tell us procedurally what's going to happen now. They've had these hearings. What happens? But between now and the election, if the American people don't demand an answer, what happens?
Well, the Congress will continue to investigate. I think Congressman Issa will continue to call testimony, although the testimony he already got, Jay, from the State Department was basically convicting on the spot. He'll continue to follow up. He'll continue to release these documents to the American people. But, Jay, the American people have to care, because Congress can pursue this all they want, but if the administration gets away with not answering them, like, for instance, if the president doesn't respond to Senator Graham, Jay, if he doesn't give him an answer whether or not he knew that the embassy had already been bombed twice, then he just gets away with it. It's the American people who have to care on this one.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Catherine Herridge, of course, Fox News reporter, dealing with a lot of these issues. Listen to her questions and responses. Number 14.
What do you think al-Qaeda looks like today, especially in North Africa?
It's much stronger. It's spreading out.
So there's no question in your mind that al-Qaeda is stronger in North Africa today than it was 4 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. You've got all kinds of new franchise operations. The problem is they're avoiding reality, and bad things happen when you avoid reality, and unfortunately we've just seen that.
Boy, those are strong statements from former CIA Director Porter Goss. I mean, avoiding reality. The problem is the reality is starting to become crystal clear, and it's looking pretty awful, David.
That's exactly right. I mean, they treat al-Qaeda as if it's like some sort of mafia when it's in reality a manifestation of a movement. And so they think that they can do things like treat it like Rudy Giuliani stamping out organized crime in Manhattan when they're really facing a jihadist ideology that's captured the hearts of millions upon millions of Middle Eastern Muslims, sadly. And when you realize that, you have to adjust your strategy. You have to change your strategy. And the administration is so wedded to its ideology, so wedded to its rosy view of the Middle East and Islam, that it won't change course no matter what.
All right, folks, we're going to be staying on for another 30 minutes. I'm going to ask David Benjamin from our office in Jerusalem is here, and so is Skip Ash. I'm going to have them join us as well. So we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's try to get everybody that's on the line, folks. Stay on the line. We're going to get to your calls in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Go ahead. Let's get another call in, Than.
Yeah, let's go to Gary calling from California on line 5. Gary, you are on the air.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Jay. What I want to know, and we have to emphasize this in this last 2 weeks before the election, Jay, why won't Obama tell us the truth?
Well, let me tell you what's going on here. I suspect that this, the truth is not pleasant, okay? Let's kind of be realistic, and I'll get everybody's view on this. But I think what's happened is I think they know exactly, David, what happened in Benghazi. I don't think at this point they know what's happened. They don't want that out before the election because it's probably devastating.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this is not a complex event that occurred. It's not a complex event that occurred on September 11th. They watched it unfold in real time. We know enough to know that they denied repeated requests to maintain security. We know all of the material and important facts already. Now what we have to do is we have to assign accountability. People have to be held accountable. We have to get answers as to who made some of the key decisions, of course. But people have to be held accountable.
Let me play for you Senator Lindsey Graham again on Fox News Sunday. This is number one. Take a listen.
The Benghazi, Libya consulate was becoming a death trap. The British left, the Red Cross left because of a deteriorating security environment. We requested additional security, was denied because we wanted to normalize relationship with a non-existent government. We should have closed that consulate long before September 11, or heavily reinforced it, and I put that on the President of the United States. This was a national security breakdown before, during, and after the attack.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, I think Lindsey Graham is absolutely correct. We're going to hopefully have Lindsey Graham on the broadcast tomorrow, so you're going to want to stay tuned to that. Folks, keep calling 1-800-684-3110. We'll be here to take your calls in just a few moments, 1-800-684-3110. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, just go to aclj.org. You can listen to it online really easy, aclj.org. Again, let me encourage you folks. Here's what we're doing. I believe that this issue is going to be paramount in this election. This is a huge security breach. Realize this was an attack on a U.S. Consulate, which means it's an attack on the United States. The President of the United States and the Secretary of State blamed this on a video that was posted on YouTube. That was false. They went to the United Nations and said that six times, the President of the United States, from the floor of the United Nations. That was also false. They sent out their secretary, their U.N. ambassador from the United States, Susan Rice, to go to 5 talk shows on Sunday when it first broke, right after September 11th. She said it was about this video. It was a spontaneous uprising. That was false. We went to Pakistan and took out ads saying that we had nothing to do with the video, a video that nobody would have known about if we didn't bring it up. That's what's going on here, and I'm saying we're the American people, we're demanding the truth, and this is what we want you to do. This is where the government needs to be held accountable. First Amendment says we have the right to petition our government for the redress of a grievance. We've got a dead U.S. ambassador, 3 other dead Americans, and we've got a grievance that needs to be responded to, and we're going to petition the government to get the answer to that before the election for the next president of the United States. But I need everybody that's listening right now to help. Go to aclj.org and sign on to this petition. ACLJ.org. You can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Everyone that's listening, go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We still don't know what really happened with the botched gun-running program Fast and Furious that took the life of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. Now, another crisis. Lots of questions, no straight answers. Stand with the ACLJ now and support this congressional investigation. It's time for President Obama to quit waffling on this issue. It's time the facts come out and the American people get the truth about what happened in Libya. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.